Rob Lanham with you here live from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. First round action coming to you here in just a moment of the 2010 Elks tourney. And tonight's game will feature the King Cove Tundra Jacks taking on the Bristol Bay Angels. Got a, just over a minute to go before we start this one. I do want to share with you kind of an unusual thing about the boys' bracket. Since there's only six teams, both of these teams will stay in the winner's bracket regardless of the outcome tonight, being the two highest seeds, with the winner going on to face Kalignic tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., and the loser will play a 3 p.m. game tomorrow against New Stuahawk. So both of these teams, regardless of the outcome, will have an opportunity to play in the championship game Saturday evening. And a quick reminder for the Sandpoint, they'll play tomorrow at noon against Togiak in the loser's bracket. And for the King Cove Rookies, they'll play tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. in the winner between Bristol Bay and a team of New Halen Coconut JV that'll be taking place after this game. And so we'll have that game for you tomorrow night as well. So noon tomorrow for Sandpoint, 7:30 p.m. for the King Cove Rookies tomorrow, and then the King Cove T-Jacks will either play at 3 p.m. or 6 p.m., so stay tuned to KSDP Radio for further information and game times. The crowd is picking up here, as you might expect, as the homestanding teams get ready to take the floor. Public address announcer announcing the rosters for the King Cove T-Jacks. Number 10, Drake Newman, wearing the black uniform with white letters and numbers and gold letters and numbers and gold trim. Excuse me. Number 23, Christian Christensen. Number 11, co-captain Johnny Samuelson. Number 13, Cody Mack. Number 20, Mark Newton. Number 25, Avery Samuelson. And number 44, the other senior co-captain for the T-Jacks, Jordan Hamilton. And Johnny Samuelson with a bad lower back bruise. Looks like he's ready to go tonight. Jordan Hamilton with a left hip bruise about the size of probably Seattle. But Jordan looks like he's ready to go. And for Bristol Bay tonight, Brandon Rush wearing number 21. Number 20, Luke Wilson. Number 35, Jackson Wassily. Number 15, Zach Pete. And now we've got a question about who's wearing what number. Okay, number 11, Dallas Zimmon. Number 5, David Finney. Bristol Bay wearing white with purple trim and letters outlined in gold. Number 22, Zach Asplund. Number 14, Galen Lind. Number 14, Sergey Chukwuk. Number 24. And number 33, Pat Shryock, I believe that's right. And looks like maybe we're going to do a Pledge of Allegiance or a National Anthem. Not sure. And now we have a few band members that have appeared down below us. They're playing a little fight song music to get the crowd going here before the final boys game of the night. Maybe you can hear that. I'll hold the phone out and let you hear a little fight music as we get ready for our T-Jacks to take on the Bristol Bay Angels. Here you go. All right, a little off note there at the end. But nevertheless, we're getting ready for the start of this one. Jordan Hamilton, Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, Johnny Samuelson, and Cody Mack on the floor for the T-Jacks. Dallas Zimmon, Galen Lind, Sergey Chukwuk, who else? Missing one there. Zach Asplund, and David Finney starting for the Angels. Coach Ralph Lindquist pacing back and forth in front of the T-Jacks bench already. Referee has the ball, puts it up. Johnny Samuelson going against number 24, Sergey Chukwuk, and Johnny gets it to Mark Newton. Brings it across down to Cody Mack to Johnny at the top. He holds the ball, and sets the offense to Avery Samuelson down in the corner to Cody Mack. Cody dribbles, kicks it to Johnny. Nice pass inside for Jordan. He fakes, goes up, and puts it in off the glass. Nice look. Jordan with a good fake and a good finish. 2-0 as the T-Jacks draw first blood. Here's a steal to Johnny Samuelson, knocked away by Mark Newton. He gets it to Cody Mack, and Cody misses a layup, but two Angels fight over the rebound and lose it out of bounds, and it'll be T-Jack basketball. Good defense there by Mark Newton. Johnny slaps the ball. They run the stack, lobs it into Jordan Hamilton. His shot is up. No good off the glass. It's loose. And there were five Angels and no T-Jacks around the ball, and they still almost lost it. So a little bit of butterfingers by the Angels. Here's a wild pass by the Angels, stolen by Avery Samuelson to Johnny Samuelson to Cody Mack. Cody lost it. Out of bounds. As the pass went off his fingertips, he tried to save it off of Dallas Zimmern, but is not able to. And with 7:19 to play here in the first quarter, the T-Jacks holding a 2-0 lead. Zimmern inbound the ball to David Finney. He'll bring it back to Zimmern, and he'll bring it across the Angels logo as our friend Orion provides the cheerleading free of charge. The ball goes down in the corner back to number 22, Zach Asplin. He gets it over to number 14, Galen Lind. His shot is off the rim, bounces out of bounds as Avery Samuelson blocks anyone from getting to it, and Avery will inbound to Johnny. Number 11 dribbles the ball across the Angel logo for the T-Jacks. Goes between the legs, left wing to Mark Newton. Mark dribbles top back to Johnny for an open three in the left corner. Nothing but net. Pretty shot by Johnny there, and he knocks down the three. And the two walking wounded for the T-Jacks get on the board quickly, and it's 5-0 King Cove. Nice bounce pass there to David Finney. Knocked loose by Avery Samuelson, but goes to Zach Asplin. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Mark Newton. Mark pushing the ball up the floor. Goes to the middle. Nice dish to Cody Mack. Back to Mark. Mark with a jump shot. Good! 12-footer there by Mark Newton, and it's 7-0 King Cove with 6:25 to go first quarter. The T-Jacks looking good. Coming off a tough weekend last week at New Stewahawk. Here's a lob pass there to Zach Asplin, who hands it to Sergi Chukwak, and he scores the first two of the game for the Angels. A nice give-and-go there. Johnny Samuelson with the ball, passes cross-court to Mark Newton. Back the other way to Cody Mack. Cody to Jordan Hamilton at the post. He gets it back out to Avery. Avery over to Cody, running the James offense. Cody gets it to Mark. Mark comes to the top. Here's a lob pass for who? Nobody. I think it was intended for Jordan, but it's intercepted. It comes back down to Dallas Zimmern. He gets the ball, bounces over to David Finney. Finney gets it to Sergi Chukwak. And what are we going to have here? Fouling Jordan Hamilton with a reach. Jordan's first, team's first. Out of bounds underneath the Bristol Bay basket. And Christensen comes in for Mark Newton. Mark's holding his hands up like, what I do? As he comes to the bench. Here the ball is inbound to David Finney right below us. Gets it to Zimmern, closely guarded by Cody Mack. Cody on David Finney. Back to Dallas Zimmern. Dallas dribbles to the top. Cody Mack there. Pass on the left wing. Avery Samuelson defending. And he forces David Finney into a bad bounce pass. It goes out of bounds back to the T-Jacks. And with a 7-2 lead and 5:30 on the clock, Johnny Samuelson will take the pass from Christensen and head up cross court. He kicks it in the right corner to Cody Mack. Cody with a step dishes it to Jordan Hamilton. Over to Christensen. He puts it in off the glass. Nice ball movement there by the T-Jacks. Four T-Jacks on the board already, and it's 9-2 for our home team. Here's a bounce pass by Zimmern over to Asplin. Asplin gets it back to Zimmern. Bounces in the middle for Chukwak. His shot is off the glass, no good. Rebounded underneath by number 14, Galen Lind. His shot is no good. And Jordan Hamilton gets the rebound to Johnny Samuelson. Nice dish to Christensen. And Christian with 4 points. Johnny with just a nice wraparound pass there, right past the heads of a couple of defenders. And it's 11-2 in the early going. T-Jacks lead with 4:46 to go. Here's a ball knocked loose by Johnny Samuelson to Cody Mack. Gets it back to Johnny. A spin move, lays it up, and it won't go. The rebound by Christensen. He gets it to Cody Mack. Cody tries to dish it back to Christian. He kicks it out to Johnny, and they'll reset as Jordan joins the offensive fray there at the high post. Johnny between the legs. Fakes a pass to Jordan. Gets it to Christian. He gets it to Avery at the logo. Crosses over. Gets it to Johnny on the left wing. Long three. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Sergi Chukwak. Knocked out of bounds by Christensen to the Angels. 4:18 to go. Angels trailing the T-Jacks 11-2. Finney inbounds to Zimmern. He brings it up towards the timeline. Picked up there at half court by Johnny. Johnny backs off. Now Cody takes over the pressure. 2-3. A high 2-3 zone by the T-Jacks. Here's a long shot from the corner, and it's the rebound's taken down by Avery Samuelson. The shot was missed there by Galen Lind. The ball is saved in by Avery to Cody Mack, and they're going to call Cody with a travel. Made a nice move there to split the defense. And then now Johnny Samuelson gets a Band-Aid from Mark Newton as the Angels bring the ball up, wraps it around, I guess, a cut on his finger. And now he and Cody pressure the ball. Here's a bad pass by Zimmern. He bounced past the ball to nobody. Avery Samuelson lets it go out of bounds, and it'll be T-Jacks basketball. And the ball is handed to Avery. He inbounds to Johnny with 3:47 to play first quarter. King Cove 11, Bristol Bay 2. Orion exhorting the Angels to take it away. Jordan Hamilton takes the ball out high on the right wing, gets it back to Johnny, back to Cody Mack. Cody might have got away at the walk there. Nice dish by Johnny to Jordan. Puts it up, rolls off the rim, no good. Just couldn't get that one to drop. And now here's a near steal from behind by Jordan as he hustles back on defense. And he and Cody Mack were pressuring the ball. Now the ball is to Asplund. He's trapped there by Johnny Samuelson. Bounce pass to Sergey Chukwak. Gets it over to number 14, Galen Lind. Back to Zimmern. Back to David Finning. Now to Asplund. He takes a long two. No good. Jordan Hamilton gets the rebound and gets plowed from behind by number 5, David Finney. Jordan goes to the floor hard. And first foul on him, first team foul. Jordan will pick up the pieces, put himself back together, and head down to the offensive end. 11-2, T-Jacks leading with 3:05 to go. First quarter, Johnny Samuelson lost the ball and had to do a little Meadowlark Lemon there to get the dribble back. Goes between his legs across the timeline. Left side to Christensen. Avery Samuelson dribbles inside the line, takes a two, in and out, no good. Jordan Hamilton with the rebound, rolls around the rim and off. Christensen with the rebound, and he's fouled from behind on the putback. Jordan Hamilton made the first pass of the game and can't buy one since. He's got good touch putting the ball up and just falling off the rim. The good work on the boards, and Christensen gets the putback that won't fall but goes to the line for two. The foul on David Finney, his second, team's second. Christian's first free throw is up and good, and Christian leads all scorers with 5 points, 12-2. T-Jacks with a 10-point advantage. Number 23 gets the ball back, dribbles, bends his knees, puts it up short off the rim. The rebound is loose and goes out to Cody Mack. Cody to Avery Samuelson on the right wing. Avery launches a three, no good, and the rebound is taken there by Asplund. He was harassed by Christensen, nearly had the ball stolen, but gets it off to Dallas Zimmern, and he brings it across. And now he's forced into a travel, double-team pressure by Cody Mack and Johnny Samuelson. Mark Newton coming back in the game now. Avery Samuelson taking a seat between Drayton Newman and Coach Ralph Lindquist. Johnny inbounds the ball to Christian, back to Johnny. Bounce pass to Jordan at the foul line, gets it to Cody. Nice dish to Jordan, but just a little high, went off his hands. Jordan a little frustrated with himself there. Cody had a nice dish. And now we're going to have a timeout on the floor here with 2:23 to play in the first quarter. King Cove T-Jacks 12, Bristol Bay Angels 2. And that was a 30-second timeout. I want to say that was a timeout by Bristol Bay. Coach Larry Scott leading the Angels, and, of course, Coach Ralph Lindquist heading the T-Jacks. Ralph's third year as T-Jacks coach. Finished third in the state 2 years ago, and then last year upset in the regional championship at New Haven by the Malamutes. In a game, the Malamutes overcame a 20-point deficit with some clutch three-point shooting, and they defeated the T-Jacks to advance to state, where they represented the region very well. And now the T-Jacks hoping to get another shot this year. All right. Bristol Bay inbounds the ball. Johnny Samuelson still at the bench trying to put some tape around his finger and can't get it to work. Throws the tape frustrated and gets back to action. Ball's being passed around the perimeter. Here the ball is tapped by Johnny, and it went way high. He ran over to the sideline and tried to save it in but couldn't. And David Finney inbound the ball for the Angels. Well, where are they going to do it at? Now it's Zach Asplund going to inbound it, number 22, right in front of the T-Jacks bench, guarded by Johnny Samuelson. Zach bounces it in and goes right out of bounds, so that'll go over to the T-Jacks. Bounces it into Sergey Chukwak, and he didn't try to grab it. Not sure what he thought was deflected, I guess, by Johnny. Johnny brings it up, gets it left wing to Christensen, to Cody Mack. Cody fakes a pass down low for Jordan, back out to Johnny. Back to Cody, left wing. Cody drives. Nice pass to Christensen, but it's off his hands and taken there out of the air by Sergey Chukwak. Actually, Galen Lind got that one. Now here the pass is stolen by Christensen. He drives down, goes up, lays it in. No good. Off the rim, goes to the floor, but no foul there. I think Christian just a little out of control on that one as he was on the fast break there. Double team pressure by Johnny and Cody at the top. Zimmon gets it over to Asplund. He bounces it to Galen Lynn. Now here's a shot. No good. Grabbed by Sergey Chukwak, and what's the call going to be? It's going to be a two-shot foul. The foul's going to go against, let's see, number 20, Mark Newton. Mark with his first foul of the game, team second. And we're going to have Sergey Chukwak at the line to shoot two for Bristol Bay. His first one's off the back of the rim, no good. 1:21 to go, first quarter. King Cove T-Jacks 12, Bristol Bay Angels 2. Second free throw is up and good for Sergey. He has all three Angel points, and it's 12-3. As Jordan Hamilton inbounds to Johnny Samuelson. He crosses the Angel logo with 1:17 to go. The first quarter, right wing to Jordan Hamilton, down right corner to Mark Newton, back to Johnny Samuelson. Nice dish underneath for Christensen. And Christian had a shot. It looked like he tried to lob it for Jordan just 2 feet away, and it went off Jordan's hand out of bounds. Coach Lindquist getting on Christensen to take that shot. A little five-footer. Christian can certainly knock down. Dallas Zimmon gets the ball out to David Finney. Back to Zimmon in the corner, closely guarded by Mark Newton. And a double team now by Mark and Cody as he picks up his dribble, loses the ball. Cody grabs it, gets it ahead to Johnny. He's got Christian on the left, fakes it behind the back pass, and lays it up and in. Nice move by Johnny, taking it to the hole, faked the behind the back pass to Christensen and left the defender in his dust and lays it in for a 14-3 T-Jack lead with 39 seconds to go. Right wing to Finney, down low to Lind. He throws a lob pass to Finney, who catches it and falls to the ground as he's thrown it to Zimmon. The Bristol Bay Angels look very flustered here on the offensive end. Sergey Chukwak against Mark Newton. Mark and Johnny double team him now. He bounces it to David Finney with 20 seconds to go. Cross court, a pass there to Dallas Zimmon. Off balance, two, no good. Two Angels fight for the ball and finally get it, but an air ball is put up and Jordan Hamilton comes away with it. 10 seconds to go as Johnny Samuelson crosses half court, goes between the legs, goes switch to the left. His shot is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bristol Bay. And a long shot at the buzzer nearly goes by Zach Asplund. He let go about a 55-footer there with one hand over Jordan Hamilton, and it was just short of the rim. So after one quarter of play here,